love somebody.
Well, if I give you the name Michael Bolton, it needs little introduction. He sold millions of albums worldwide, won multiple Grammy Awards, has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and has also been named one of People magazine's sexiest men. He's coming back our way. I'm very pleased to say, live on the line from LA, Michael Bolton. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks again for giving me your time.
Nice to be able to catch up with you. We're coming back our way. I think the tour starts off in Brisbane, but you're in Sydney later on this month. This is a tour with a difference, Michael, isn't it?
Yes, symphony orchestra every night. And I'm finally going to get to not just see the inside of the Sydney Opera House, but to perform two nights there. I'm beyond excited about that. And then, of course, we'll be in Melbourne and Perth and Adelaide, and we're also going to be traveling with Australia's own Arianti, who's a phenomenal artist and a staggering guitar player who's already played on some recordings with me and been on the road and done some shows with me. And recently she's been touring with Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
And I just bumped into Alice, and he's like, his band and his audience are in love with her. So she's taken America by storm.
You mentioned you'd done some work with Alice Cooper. You'd bumped into him. You didn't bump into him on a golf course, did you, Michael?
No, you know, but I knew you were going to ask me that because that's how we met. I met Alice during the Bob Hope Classic.
Isn't he a mad keen golfer, Alice Cooper?
Yes. No, he you could say, is a keen golfer. He plays to, I think, about a 6 handicap.
Yep.
You know, he's so consistent, and we know that that's what the game is about, from tee to green. He's so consistent. And the other thing is, he's nothing like you would guess, you know, from his shows.
Yes,
from,
yeah.
You know, growing up to his music and watching him through the years and, with black makeup and all. He's the opposite. He's kind of like the most normal, down-to-earth, quiet, soft-spoken, positive person on the golf course.
Yeah. He is playing about 9 days a week, so that does help. I mean, he gets out on the course a bit, Michael.
Yeah, you know, how does he get the time to do that? I think, we're not exaggerating by much, I think he does play 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And then still shows up for shows and, you know, travels around the world with his clubs.
I look back through the back catalogue. How Am I Supposed to Live Without You? Love Is a Wonderful Thing. Said I Love You But I Lied. It's an amazing array of songs when you go back through them, isn't it?
Well, it's hard for me to look at that as amazing. I mean, I in the big picture, all of it's amazing to me because I just wanted to make a living being a singer and touring the world. And actually, I wasn't even thinking of the world when I first started making records. It wasn't until, somebody said, there's a country named Norway and they love you. And if you would just go over there, the company thinks you could have a very big record there. And I had to look on a map to see where it was and started traveling the world. I just wanted to be a singer. That's all. I've been really fortunate to have, kind of a wide array of strange range of hits for Kiss and Cher and Streisand and Kenny G, and to be covered by, to write with Dylan and then have a song sampled by Kanye West and Jay-Z.
Yes.
Was pretty odd and random, and I had to ask my daughters who
they were.
No, now they just rolled their eyes, Who's this Kanye West guy?
Now, what about, I've got one for you. We've got a group here at the moment. They're from the UK called One Direction. Have you heard of them?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them. I haven't heard the music, though.
Yeah, I think every teenage girl in Australia at the moment is swooning. A bit like they were years and years ago. For you, it's a little similar now. It's a funny thing. You look back on it. I mean, for you, the songwriting, the music, but the hair as well. People will always mention the hair. Do you still get that?
I still do. I mean, it kind of surprises me when out of the blue somebody says, why'd you do that? Why'd you cut it? You should have left alone. But it's really, really a very small minority of people who miss the long hair. I'm one of them. I don't miss it. I like the quick shower and I'm off to work. And
too much maintenance for you, Michael.
I'm tough with maintenance. I work from the time I'm up until 3 or 4 in the morning. So maintenance and me don't get along so well.
I know you're working on a new album, and remarkable to think. I mean, 8 studio albums in the top 10, 9 number one singles, new album on the way. There is some talk you might reveal some more details when you're in Sydney. A bit of an idea as to what you're working on with the new stuff for Michael?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to talk about the new record that I'm working on.
I don't want them to shoot you before you get here, so that's fine.
No, it's I can tell you this, it's up. It's a real feel-good, up-tempo record. And it's really exciting material. But I'm in, and I got in at 4 this morning from the studio. And I have all the music with me, so I'll be working on it. I'll be making my notes, production notes, as I'm flying. I'll be flying into Brisbane first. So just working on that is exciting, but I'm going to switch modes. When I land there, I'm going to be thinking about the tour with an orchestra throughout Australia and looking forward to it. And we will have a symphony orchestra at the Opera House in Sydney as well.
Terrific stuff. We look forward to seeing you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very, very much.